morning. Bippity boppity boo. Prepper news of the day, 5 April 2021. We're going to copy. We're going to go over here. We're going to add a URL. We're going to paste. We're going to paste. And we're going to publish. Fabulous. Tremendous. Believe it. Believe it. There's a Sasquatch back there. Oh, it's Phelps. All right. Good morning, everybody. None your beeswax, Brian Miller, Infantry 91. Tank, what's up? What's going on? We have a live stream, apparently. And today, we're going to do the prepper news of the day. I'm hoping, very much so hoping, that I'm going to get really worked up and infuriated. No, I'm not hoping for that. Today's report is brought to you by El Monkeys of the Danzo. You can find them at bearindependent.com. In fact, if you go over here at duck.go and you put in www.bearindependent.com like this, it's going to come up like so. And you can click the contact form. And this box right here, Intel, is where you send us our Intel. You know send Intel, we know do el show o. That's Spanish. Very, very good Spanish, by the way, I'd like to point out. So, Intel at bearindependent.com is the email address you can use, or you can go to the contact page at the website. Segment one, the resurgence of Islamic extremism. We've talked about this previously, that under this administration, we would see a resurgence in Islamic extremism. And I know details that y'all don't, that I can't share with you for reasons, because we don't disclose sources. But suffice it to say, this is going to continue to grow. Segment two, Joey doesn't like the mean girls. And segment three, some folks with balls. So, yes. Let's see. Do we still have a live stream? We do indeed have a live stream. Good morning, everybody. Ghost Pill, good morning. Scott and Christy Weiss are here. Or is it Weiss? Or is it Weiss? Marie Seymour is here. Pitbulls and Poppycock. Jimmy Johnson. Liberty, good morning. Liberty, 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 Liberty. Let's see. What are we doing? Islam is in the house. So you guys may or may not be aware that some psychopath drove a car into the a police barricade at the United States Capitol and injured one officer, killed another officer, departed the vehicle with a knife in his hand, and essentially committed suicide by cop. Just so happens, I know some law enforcement people, and so we'll get their opinion in a moment. But from USA Today, Friday's attack is the latest violence at the U.S. Capitol, the site of shootings, bombings, and riots over the last 50 years. And essentially, this article, and I don't understand why they have this cover picture here. This is the worst possible cover picture for violence at a Capitol, but it's there. Dateline Washington, the U.S. Capitol, has been the scene of horrific attacks, including the 1814 burning by British soldiers, the 1954 attack by Puerto Rican nationalists who shot and wounded five lawmakers in the House chamber, and the storming of the building by a pro-Trump mob in January. By the way, the spin in this article is not very friendly towards Trump and self-identified patriots. And essentially, without plowing through this entire article, what it does is make the argument that the attack on the Capitol is of the same severity of all these other things that they list. In March 1st, 1971, a bomb was planted in a restroom at the Senate. That's a better picture right there. November 7th, another bomb was put underneath a bench outside the Senate chambers. July 24th, 1998, a gunman, Russell Weston, pushed past a security checkpoint, killing U.S. officer, Capitol officer Jacob J. Chestnut. A tourist was injured, so forth and so on. Some of these bombs, it's interesting who put them there. The Weather Underground, which is a name that we should be familiar with. I don't know what I just did. I clicked a button. Who cares? There it is. So, point being here that the phrasing of this article is to make the It's using the reporting of the day of this guy who attacked this these two officers in D.C. recently. It's using that as an onus to make the argument that the supporter right here, 6th of January, supporters of President Donald Trump storming the Capitol building, was as bad, if not worse, than all of these other things that have occurred there. To me, it looks like, oh, this is something that happens at the Capitol when people are pissed off at the folks that run this country. So why all of a sudden is everybody so upset about the 6th of January? And even the phraseology here, supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the Capitol building just as lawmakers in both chambers were conducting a ceremonial count of Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. I'd give you ceremonial, that's for sure. The assault left 5 dead, including U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick and scores of officers and assailants injured. The attack forced lawmakers and Vice President Mike Pence to flee to safety and temporarily suspend the count, but they returned that evening to affirm Biden's win. And we all know that whole thing was a hoax. And then April 2nd, Evans was killed, and another officer remained hospitalized after a man rammed a car into a security barrier near the U.S. Capitol building. Now, you may remember the day that this happened. I did a very brief video, about a minute long here on YouTube, saying that something seems a little bit fishy about this. You don't make a political statement by driving your car into a barricade and then hopping out with a knife. I said I would bet you at least $100 that the initial reporting of who this person is versus the actual reporting are going to be vastly different, and we're going to find out that it was not some crazy Trump supporter that did this. Which brings us to our second article over here at FoxNews.com. Capital attack suspect identified as Louis Farrakhan follower, Noah Green. Capital car crash suspect called Farrakhan Jesus the Messiah in recent Facebook posts. So clearly this guy's not playing with a full deck of cards. And here we've got a still of Capitol Police still in the Capitol. And many people have asked, why are the police still in the Capitol? And it's not just the police, but the National Guard. And why? Why are these troops still there? Well, I believe, it doesn't matter what I believe. Let's just deal with facts. A government can only govern if it maintains legitimacy in the eyes of the people that it's governing. Illegitimate governments, regardless of who it is that perceives them as illegitimate governments, create the opportunity for insurgencies. Because when the government can no longer meet the basic needs of the people, or a subset of those people, nature abhors a vacuum, and another entity will come into play to fill that vacuum. It's how you get an insurgency. And I've been saying for a long time here, as have others, that the United States government is preparing to fight an insurgency, and that a lot of indicators show that the American people, or a subset of the American people, would constitute that insurgency. So why do you need troops around the Capitol building? Because enough people consider the Capitol building to be a rich target that it makes sense to have troops in play. But it speaks to the lack of legitimacy, perceived or otherwise, that the current administration has. That's why they're there. Unfortunately, it's being bandied about as a continual talking point of people going, see, they've still got troops in D.C. We know this is an illegit. Yes, it is. It is. At least in the minds of some people, it is 100% an illegitimate presidency. So, quit talking about it. We already know this. Just simply running that flag up the flagpole every day doesn't accomplish anything. It's an indicator. It's a fact. It's there. Enough people consider this presidency to be illegitimate that they feel that they need to have thousands of National Guard troops and Capitol Police around at all times. That's why they're still there. We all get it. Everybody knows this. You're not doing anybody any favors by continually making it a talking point. It's just a fact. It's there. Cool. So Here are the police officers. Shown, well, actually, these look like guardsmen, and with riot shields and COVID-19 face shields here as well. Sources have identified the suspect in a deadly Capitol attack as Noah Green, a 25-year-old from Indiana with ties to Virginia and the Nation of Islam. Green allegedly slammed his sedan into two police officers near Capitol's North Barricade, the entrance where Congress members and their aides come and go. The attack killed U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Billy Evans and injured another officer who is still hospitalized Friday evening but in stable condition. Appears to be a lone wolf attack. Green identified himself as a Nation of Islam follower. Facebook has pulled down his profile. The page included photos and videos of Nation of Islam rallies, and the bio identified Green as a follower of Farrakhan. And there's some really interesting things in here, but essentially, and you've got links to all of this in the Patreon description and in the YouTube description. So this guy was under the impression that Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, was not the Messiah. And he compared Farrakhan to Jesus and a former Nation of Islam leader, Elijah Muhammad, as the exalted Christ. So this guy's not playing with a full deck of cards. And, I'm in no way surprised. Because if you're trying to, and here's the thing to understand, anybody with 3 ounces of mission planning knows you're not going to make much of an impact by driving a car into a barricade and then hopping out with a knife. Which is why I said earlier in that video, it feels very theatrical. Now, an officer died, another officer is hospitalized, but if you really want bang for your buck, driving a car into a barricade and hopping out with a knife is not how you do it. So, I'm not saying that something's fishy here. I'm just saying that something doesn't quite add up with all of this. So, I also am saying I have a resident law enforcement specialist right here on my porch. No pressure, bro. Come on over. Talk to the
Specialist
people.
now. Oh my
Yes,
God.
you are a specialist. Be special.
Special ed, maybe, but.
our special ed. So, what do you think's going on with this Capitol attack here?
It could be any number of things, guys. I think that here's one example of one of the things it could be.
Don't be reasonable.
Oh my gosh.
If please don't be, don't you understand that if we're gonna get clicks, we need to scare people and spread disinformation?
Well, that's not where I'm about to
What do you
die,
think
though.
Q would say about this,
We're
is
gonna
what I really want
theorize
to
from
know.
my brain as this. So,
Hold on, who are you, for those that don't know?
Twitch with Shield Bearer of Faith on Patreon primarily, but also some more recently on YouTube. And thank you all for the support. I appreciate it. Recently, moved out here and working for Refuge Training. So, in my opinion, it could be a whole bunch of things. I would love to know what this guy's history is like, what his backstory is a little bit. Because, like you were saying, with him ramming into a barricade, I'd also like to see what that barricade was set up like. Did you just miss? Had you hit the block that's probably in front of you? Why'd you bother hitting that? I
Right.
wonder if he was aiming for, maybe a couple officers talking. I'd like to see some of that backstory, but I'd really like to know what his criminal history was like, because it makes me think he was running from something else, maybe accidentally not prepared, crashed into something. And in the spur of the moment of holy crap, I just hit a barricade, almost hit a cop, let me just go all in. I could see that because we see similar things like that with law enforcement use of force. Sometimes in videos, you can look up any number where somebody might be fleeing, they wreck out, then they come out with a gun because they're high on adrenaline, their life and death moment is happening, and they just go all in and it becomes a lethal force moment. I don't know. But that's one potential avenue. It could be that this guy just really wanted to die that day. I mean,
Yep.
that does happen, no kidding. Where some people just cannot be reasoned with at certain points. I'd like to know what his toxicology was like. Was he on anything at the time? But that's where my mind goes. I don't think it's as simple as he attacked the Capitol because he realistically, it's terrible that an officer died. And my heart really does go out to that family. And that another was injured. But as far as attacks go, that one's not that bad. So he really didn't do something really notable. And it sounds terrible because I'm not trying to belittle the loss of life. But as far as attacks goes, it could have been significantly worse.
That's my point. I mean, he could have had his back seat filled with explosives.
Yep.
You know, he could have come out with a pistol.
Yep.
Or a shotgun or a rifle instead of, especially with the current political climate.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as like a coordinated attack, if you want some political motivation for things that are in the House, if he had come out with an AR-15, this would be a completely different story.
Oh, this would be a lot more notable, and we'd all have to pay attention a lot more than we are across the board then, because they're steadily trying every chance they can to take away that item.
Yep.
It doesn't really matter why they're trying to take it away. They're really hitting on that. And I think that it's terrible this guy came out with a knife, but that is an unusual tool. That seems to me like he had nothing else.
Right.
What he had. I'd also like to know what else was in his car, if anything. Was it weighed down at all to add more momentum?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could think of options there.
Right, yeah. Was there any forethought,
I
think is what you're getting
That's
at.
Exactly it.
Was it a premeditated thing? Yeah. Or was it just an oh crap moment and, you know.
And leading into the oh crap moment is why I was thinking maybe he was fleeing from something. Maybe he thought he was about to get stopped. Maybe he thought he was wanted. Maybe he was wanted. We don't know yet. It could be any number of things that are not conspiracy oriented.
Good morning, honey. So, let's see. Thank you for your input.
No problem.
Shield bearer of faith. He used to do cop stuff. He knows cop things. He was a cop. He did cop things. Let's see. RefugeMedical.com. We need to talk about Refuge a little bit today. Today is Gold Star Spouses Day. And so, again, talking about unfortunate loss of life. The deepest discount you can possibly get at Refuge, you can get today. In honor of those people, you can use promo code BRAVE for 20% off all kits and bags. And we lament the unfortunate loss of life. At Refuge, you can also sign up for training dates. We will be in, where are we going? Georgia? Uh-huh. Atlanta area this weekend.
Yep.
We will be, and I say we because apparently more people are going than not going. We will be in Georgia this weekend in the Atlanta area, specifically Cartersville, Georgia. There's still some openings left for that class. So if you'd like to sign up, don't let the fact that it's a last minute sign up negatively impact your decision making. You can find this at refugemedical.com. Just click the banner across the top. And you'll see the training is there. It's $350 for the class. There's a morning class and an afternoon class. I believe the morning class is mostly full, and there's still some slots left for the afternoon class as well. That $350 includes the TCCC trainer, the training kit that you receive with the class. And so you retain that. That's your kit. You keep it, and then you take that with you and go train other people with it after the fact. And so it's a comparably priced class compared to a lot of the other classes that are out there with an as good or better curriculum, in my humble opinion, and you keep the training equipment. That's yours. We don't keep that. So as far as value added, it's pretty damn high. And then when you look at the fact that these are CLEAT certified, CLEFT certified, T-Corps certified, nationally post-accredited, derived from an 8-hour TCCC curriculum, which is tactical combat casualty care, adheres to the American Red Cross. All this stuff is covered under the Good Samaritan Act. It's a legit class. It's not just we throw a tourniquet at you and say, hey, don't die, and then give you a shiny piece of paper an hour later. It's a legit class. So you can find all that at refugemedical.com, and also today you can use promo code BRAVE for 20% off all kits and bags at refugemedical.com. Now, Breitbart, at Breitbart, We've got, there's censorship going on. Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought? So the vice grip of censorship is continuing to squeeze out voices that do not align with or serve the narrative. Just a few days ago, Breitbart reported YouTube is now forcing politically dissident videos into private mode only. Steven Crowder has recently been officially suspended from YouTube's partner program and banned from uploading videos for at least a week. At 5.39 million subscribers, his controversial content reaches a huge amount of eyes and ears, but even smaller names have been banned, demonetized, or have simply dropped off the map in recent months. The Intel staff at Bear Independent frequently get notified of new names that have been demonetized or erased from the platform. We've reported on this before multiple times, and no change to this ongoing pattern can be seen on the horizon. A big tech and the left, now with hefty federal power, are marching arm in arm towards a common goal, and that goal is hindered by both conservative and libertarian voices. It is only to be expected that those with power will use it to silence their opposition. And so, to that point, we would be so honored if you would like, subscribe, and share. Sharing gets around the YouTube algorithm. That allows this content to be shared out to people directly, and rather than being suggested or suppressed by YouTube, it goes straight to people. So if you could share this, it helps us. Also, like I said, send your intel to intel@bearindependent.com. And it's the beginning of the month, which means it's the perfect time of the month to sign up for Patreon. It's $1 a month or $10 a year to get started. It does go up from there, but you get an absolute metric F-ton of value at $1 a month on Patreon. I think I counted last month in March, there were 87 Patreon posts. 87. So it's not like give Bear $1 a month because I like him. No, there were 87 videos, men's group, women's group, live streams, write-ups, posts. There were 87 pieces of content at Patreon last month. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, there's Bear, I can barely keep up with everything you're doing now. How am I supposed to watch an additional 87 pieces of content per month? Hey, man, pick and choose. If you like Men's Group Monday, get in on that. If you like the... If you like it when I answer people's questions, what we call mini consults, check those out. Bear, how much solar do I need? How much water do I need? What's your favorite method of gardening? What do you think about the 350 Legend cartridge? So forth and so on. All that's on Patreon, and it does allow us to bypass the shadow banning that we've seen and been party to here on YouTube. So we appreciate all of our patrons. We frankly wouldn't do this show without them. Moving right along, Breitbart from Breitbart.com. YouTube forces political videos it doesn't like into private mode. Google-owned YouTube is now forcing politically dissident videos into private mode only, limiting viewership only to the video's uploader and preventing them from being seen by a public audience. We've had this happen to us. It's really frustrating. We've had videos that we've uploaded be deemed unsuitable for all advertisers and then removed by YouTube, and then had to battle to get that video back, just to get that content back. It's a nightmare. It can be a lot of really hard work on the back end when it comes to creating content on YouTube, and I think it's something that a lot of people take for granted. People think, well, you just sit there and talk at an iPhone. Well, yeah, that's kind of my MO, but there's many other things that are involved with producing content for YouTube and elsewhere. And certainly, if you look at somebody like Crowder that has a massive following and has a lot of, there's a lot of production value that goes into what they do. Those are people's jobs. That's their livelihood. That's what they do. And to just, now I get it, it's YouTube sandbox. You know, they set the rules and we get to play in it. Somebody, I forget who it was, but I believe it was from Google, testifying before Congress, said, you have the right to free speech, you don't have the right to an audience. And that begs the question of, is this or is this not the public domain? Is this the town square? Are you a platform or are you a publisher? Because a platform has to allow all speech, but is not legally liable for that speech. A publisher can decide what they will allow and what they won't allow, but is legally liable for what is on their platform that they're publishing from. And so this is a Section 230 thing, and it's something that Donald Trump tried to address during his presidency, but Congress failed to act on it. And so there's this murky area here of trying to create content that is true to the person who's making it, that you're not self-censoring in the moment, and that allows you to freely express your opinions and your convictions while still playing within the boundaries of YouTube sandbox, because they get to make their own rules. So unfortunately, here we see that those videos that don't adhere to their ideologies are being made private, going into private mode. And so here we see the Google-owned video hosting platform recently censored a video from Republican candidate Laura Loomer in this manner. YouTube informed Loomer of the act of censorship in a message to the candidate who ran for Congress in Donald Trump's home district of Florida, Florida 21, in 2020, and who plans to do so again in 2022. The censored video was titled, "Why Does the Left Blame White People for Everything?" and had been available on Loomer's channel without incident for 3 years. The video they cited is 3 years old, said Loomer in a post on Gab. More political censorship and discrimination from big tech. And here's the here's a screenshot of the contact that she was sent from YouTube. Our team reviewed your content, and we think you may need to make changes to make sure it doesn't violate our violent or graphic content policy. In the meantime, we made the following content private. Content locked as private won't appear on your channel or in search results and won't be visible to other users. And this is a method that they use for shadow banning, essentially. It's not that, like they said, you have the right to free speech. You don't have the right to an audience. Yeah. And as of right now, that's essentially standing at the federal level. That's the policy. You have the right to free speech. You don't have right to an audience. We still have a live stream, by the way. Oh, as a matter of fact, we do. With 777 people on, somebody gave us $5. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. And cars. We need to take cars away. Of course we need to take cars away. Meanwhile, I'm sure they'll be okay with live streaming riots. Good comment, Adam. Good comment. So, moving right along, YouTube to remove the dislike feature as Biden White House consistently gets massive dislike count. And this is from the Geller Report. Now, I'm going to tell you, I like what this is about, but just because I like what it's about, this is intellectually disingenuous. What this article did was took the fact... There's two facts here that they put together into an article, but causation and correlation are not the same thing. So essentially, what's going on here is YouTube is removing the dislike feature, the thumbs down feature, from their videos, comma, and the White House live streams are getting massive downvotes. And so some have said that the reason YouTube is removing the dislike is because the White House has asked them to. That, at least for me, is unconfirmed. But what this article has done is taken those two facts, strung them together, and tried to make the argument that because the White House live streams are getting massive downvotes, YouTube is removing the dislike feature. And it's still there. From a content creator standpoint, I can go into Creator Studio and see people who have downvoted. You just can't see it. And the reason for that, set per YouTube, is for the content creator's mental health. Yes and no. My standpoint on this would be make content that doesn't get massively downvoted. How's that for an answer? And also, so that you guys are aware, for all the turds out there that do downvote our stuff, it still counts as engagement. It's the same engagement metric on YouTube. So whether you give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down, it's still the same engagement. So, thanks. Appreciate you. But anyway, YouTube is toying with the idea of removing the downvote icon. And the White House is getting massive amounts of downvotes on their live streams. Doesn't surprise me, because this guy here, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., is a, in my humble opinion, a terrible statesman. He cannot form coherent sentences, and I'm not even mad about it anymore. It's just sad. It's sad that we had to have a questionable national election and confirm this guy essentially at the point of a gun in a, what did it say over here? The ceremonial vote at the U.S. Capitol, right here. The ceremonial count of Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. Yeah. Ceremonial. For show. Everything about this guy is for show. Figurehead only, this dude. And that's sad. But that, again, is just another indicator. We could sit around and talk all day about how sad it is that the country has fallen this far. We gotta do something. Yes, we do. But sitting around and talking about it ain't the thing. And so, it's sad. We're here now. We're getting into, again, an illegitimate government. Not saying, Todd at YouTube, that Joe Biden isn't the president. What I'm saying is that governments that cannot meet the basic requirements of their citizenry are illegitimate governments. And one half of this country, or better, does not believe that the sitting president can meet those needs. And to be frank, prior to him, with the 45th president, Donald J. Trump, the other half of the country viewed him as illegitimate. And so we, as an indicator for the nation and our national governance, we have had a series of illegitimate, perceived or otherwise, presidents. That's only going to get worse, potentially far worse, before it gets better. So when it comes to preparedness, do not be dependent upon these people at all. At all. Do not be dependent upon the federal system at all, because it is going to become far less effective. And it's already barely effective. And it's only going to get worse, says me. A lot of y'all have been asking for an update on Grindstone. We are in talks with a... So we're still diligently saving for land for Caleb House. Once we have the money for the land for Caleb House, we'll buy it. Once we buy it, we'll break ground. Once we break ground, we will build Caleb House, which is a restoration facility for juvenile trafficking survivors, human trafficking survivors. I saw recently on Instagram somebody asking in the comments of Vet for Child Rescue, Craig Sawyer, who's a good dude, When is the cabal and Hollywood going to be exposed for their grievous crimes in human trafficking? Hey, you know what? Hopefully sooner than later. But if you think that the cabal and Hollywood are the only ones involved in this, you are gravely mistaken. 87% of children who are trafficked by somebody they know. Police your neighborhood. Quit worrying about the cabal in Hollywood. Quit trying to find the boogeyman all the way over there and search your own heart. Address your own neighborhood, your own village, your own city, your own town. Do the things that matter where you are at, rather than trying to make it a problem that's 1,000 miles away or more, because it's not. 87% 5% of juvenile trafficking survivors were trafficked by somebody they know. Their mom, their dad, their aunts, their uncles, their cousin, their brother, their grandma, their foster parents. 87%. So, don't lose. If you're really concerned about this, the cabal in Hollywood should be at the bottom of your list, not the top of it. So, Grindstone continues along. Like I said, we're still fundraising for land. We are also, we have a spring deployment coming up. And if you do not click this button here, the news sign up at grindstoneministries.com, you will not know about the spring deployment. I'm not going to give you all the details here online. That's not how we do it. You need to be signed up here. And because when we put this mission scope together, which will be within the next 2 weeks, we will email out the mission scope with the dates, the scope of work, the requirements, what you need to bring, what type of trades we need, what we're doing. All that will go together here. I will provide a thumbnail sketch of what we're doing on the brief. But all the details, all the juicy details come here through the new sign-up. So you need to be signed up for this at grindstoneministries.com. And if you'd like to donate, you can donate now using this button, or you can use the contact us form at the bottom of the website to get a hold of the administrators, which will let you know where to send, you know, a paper check or something like that. Caleb House has its 501c3. These are charitable donations. I've had people say, well, Bear, now you're beholden to the government because you're 501c3. You need to do more research on that. Believe me, I've thought long and hard about this. What this does is essentially, the 501c3 allows us to do two things that are massive for us. The first is, I personally no longer bear a tax burden for Grindstone Ministries and Caleb House. That's a big deal for me because I've been doing this for 2 years without any type of legal protection. So that helps me personally quite a bit. So y'all should be happy about that. I am. And the second thing that it does is it allows us to partner with large corporate donors. We've been in pending status for 2 years. And in pending status, we can issue receipts for charitable donation. But large corporate donors will not engage with that because pending status makes them nervous. So now that Caleb House is officially a 501c3, that means that we can partner with those large corporate donors in addition to all of y'all who have supported us and continue to support us, and we're incredibly thankful for you. So that's the Grindstone update. I know there have been a lot of people asking. Moving right along to theblaze.com, segment 3, some folks with balls, which is a fine name for a segment as far as I'm concerned. Viral video shows pastor kick out mask-enforcing cops from his church. You Gestapo Nazi communist fascists. This was great. I posted this yesterday on YouTube and on Patreon, which was reposted by Mr. Guns and Gears B channel, which he grabbed it from somewhere else on the internet. And there's apparently many versions of this video going around, but it's wonderful. This guy in Canada on Good Friday was visited by these people from the, I don't know what they call it in Canada, but essentially Health and Human Services, because people were in his church, not social distancing and not wearing masks, and they were there to shut him down. And he did not allow that to happen. So the incident unfolded Saturday at a church in Calgary in Alberta, Canada, pastored by Artur Paulowski. The video shows several police officers assisting a public health official inside a church as Paulowski yells at them to get out of his church. Immediately, get out of this property. I don't want to hear anything, he yells. Until you get a warrant, out, he continued screaming. Immediately go out and do not come back. I don't want to talk to you, not one word. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths, unbelievable, sick, evil people, intimidating people in a church during the Passover, he says on the video. You Gestapo Nazi communist fascists. The concern was that people in attendance were not adhering to the government's COVID-19 public health orders, which are in place to ensure everyone's safety, the police said in part. Well, me and Artur are on the same page here. He, in a much nicer way, said what I think and feel and live every day, which is, you can kiss my hairy white ass. Now, he's in Canada, and I'm not Canadian, so I'm not entirely sure what legal protections he does or doesn't have. But here in the United States, we have freedom of religion. We can worship as we see fit. And the government, those rights don't come from the government. Those rights come from our Creator. They're supposed to be protected by the government. And once we start shutting down people's God-given rights because of worldly safety, we see this manifesting itself all throughout the Bill of Rights. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment. You could make an argument on the Third Amendment. Certainly the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment, there's cameras everywhere for safety. I don't consent. I consent to this. I control this camera. But there's millions, if not billions, of cameras everywhere else that I don't consent to. Doesn't matter. We need them for safety, right? And on and on and on. And so this guy told them to pound sand and do not come back without a warrant. And I think it's absolutely wonderful that he did so. And so clap hand for this guy, Artur Paulowski. He gets a slow clap. Well done, Pastor. And well done, Pastor, for knowing what the damn Passover is as well. Good for you, bro. Also, as far as people with balls from the blaze, Florida Governor DeSantis issues promised executive order banning vaccine passports in Florida. That's wonderful. Do I still have a live stream? I do have a live stream. 910. Good. John Angelo, bless you. Steve Wilson, bless you. Thank you. And Glock 316, bless you. Thank you. So, where were we? Florida. Florida Governor DeSantis issues promised executive orders banning vaccine passports in Florida. Quote, no COVID-19 vaccine is required by law. End quote. Good. This guy, I'm almost positive, is going to be making a presidential run. I can feel it. But he's also, in my opinion, doing good things in Florida, which is good. They've needed... Florida's been purplish for a long time. And I don't get into party politics, but I do like freedom. And so at least this guy's doing freedom stuff. As promised, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has issued an executive order banning any Florida government agency from issuing a so-called vaccine passport and banning any Florida business from requiring customers to display such a passport before entering. The order begins by noting that the state of Florida is working aggressively to ensure COVID-19 vaccine is available for every Floridian, but also states, quote, many Floridians have not yet had the opportunity to obtain a COVID-19 vaccination. Some have infection-acquired immunity, and others may be unable to obtain a COVID-19 vaccination due to health, religious, or other reasons. Amen. Additionally, the order states Florida seeks to ensure every Floridian who desires a COVID-19 vaccine can obtain one, but such vaccines will not be mandated. No COVID-19 vaccine is required by law. Good. Therefore, in order to protect patient privacy and the fundamental rights and privacies of Floridians and the free flow of commerce within the state, DeSantis's order stated that, quote, no Florida government entity shall be permitted to issue vaccine passports, vaccine passes, or other standardized documentation for the purpose of certifying an individual's COVID-19 vaccination status to a third party or otherwise publish or share any individual's COVID-19 vaccination record. Additionally, according to the order, businesses in Florida are prohibited from requiring patrons or customers to provide any documentation certifying COVID-19 vaccination or post-transmission recovery to gain access to, entry upon, or service from the business. Good. More of that. More of that. Come on, Oklahoma. We're going to be out-Republicaned by Florida. Texas? Are you listening, Texas? Where is this in Texas? Well, we're in Texas. Act like it. And I'm willing to admit, here in Oklahoma, we don't have this yet either, but I bet you we will. Although, here in Oklahoma, like, nobody gives a damn either. It's very laid back.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. That's a great word for it. It's fantastic.
Do we really have to write this down?
Yeah, it's pretty much like, we're going to waste paper on writing this down or what?
Quick comment on that. The further west toward this direction you go, the freer it seems to be.
Yes, indeed.
What an interesting concept.
You didn't even come from that far.
Yeah. So. All right. So good job, Governor DeSantis. Lastly, in our segment on people who have balls, Team 5 Medical Foundation, which is a soft med group, Special Operations Forces medical team. Refuge Medical is partnered with them in helping provide the equipment and consumables that they need to do their job. They go all around the world and they provide medical, clinical, dental, TCCC for people all over the world. They have discovered thus far two uncontacted tribes in South America. So they go places literally nobody else will go. And they never go to the same place twice. So they go in, blaze a trail, make contact, set up a field hospital or a clinic, start treating the indigenous people, working with the indigenous people, training the indigenous people how to administer medications, how to deal with, you know, all this medical stuff. So they're training people hands-on medically. And then now that they've made contact, they do a handoff to the next group, whatever, whether it's a church group or a governmental agency or whatever, whoever comes in next from there to help these people that are literally out in the middle of nowhere. And they're a really cool group of people. They also provide TCCC, Tactical Combat Casualty Care, for law enforcement agencies and organizations that are doing like high-risk warrants and recoveries, you know, K&R, kidnapping and recovery, stuff like that, so that the guys and plate carriers who are kicking the doors have a little bit more gusto because they know if something bad goes down, they've got top-notch military-trained medical professionals right there with them. And so Refuge just sent a bunch of stuff to them. Stomp bags and TCCC gear, you know, bleeding control stuff, clinical stuff, surgical stuff, medical stuff, dental stuff. I mean, like, literal pallet of stuff. We've got a video coming out on it, actually. But they're also looking to generate $2,500 per month of recurring support so that they can assist in their logistics. They need to get a warehouse, because right now all of their stuff is in three different places and they need one central location where they can lay out all of their gear, palletize based upon what the mission is, so they know that if they have to go, if they're doing disaster relief because of a tornado, they grab these two pallets, load that on the vehicles, and they're out. Right now, because everything is in three different places, they're having to sift through and sort through, and it's inhibiting their mission readiness. And so they want to get one centralized location, and the cost of doing that, they're looking at about $2,000 to $2,500 bucks a month. And so their big push right now is to get recurring support of $2,000 to $2,500 a month. And so if you've got $5 a month burning a hole in your pocket, if you could join the team here at team-5.org, click the donate button, that will help them do what they do. They are out there being the hands and feet. They're non-denominational, non-political, but they do good works. And when I saw what they were doing, it was brought to my attention by a brother of mine that they were doing good works. I spent, I intended to have a 15-minute conversation with Eric at Team 5. That turned into an hour, which has turned into more and more conversations since then about how we can really partner up on this stuff and strengthen each other in what we're doing. And they're great people. So on my honor, with my wisdom and discernment, they are great people. They are doing good things. And if you're looking for an additional way to plug in and support good people doing good things, you can go to team-5.org, hit the donate button. And with that, let's see, briefly, we haven't talked about people that we love in a little while, so I'm just going to flip through this really quick, and then we're going to do the silver linings. So you've got AdventureFrontier.com. Long and short, if you need armor, IFACs, and fluffy bunnies, AdventureFrontier.com is the place that you go to get all three of those things. And if you don't know about fluffy bunnies, don't ask. You're not read in. It's okay. DisasterCoffee.com. great coffee, working up a Bear Blend right now. I love it. It's wonderful. It'll be in our store shortly. If you drink coffee and you like freedom, disastercoffee.com. Amendment, the number one preparedness prepper combo gear. You can get it at amendmentthenumberonepreparedness.com. They're canned ham radios. We have several of, and they freaking rock. If you need a ham radio, self-contained inside of an ammo can, good to go. They're phenomenal. Chaffee Oat Cigars. If you are a cigar smoker and you think that human trafficking is an abomination, you should check out the ChaffeeOatCollection.com. Again, there's links to all these things in the description. And their whole thing is using the profits from their cigars to battle against human trafficking. And you can see right here, it's time to see human trafficking go up in smoke. By the time you have finished smoking a Robusto, approximately 68 people were sold or kidnapped and forced into trafficking somewhere in the world. Chaffee Oat Collection advocates to abolish modern-day slavery. A portion of all proceeds are donated to fund the mission. So, great cigars, great people, great mission statement. If you enjoy a nice cigar, check out Chaffee Oat Collection. And lastly but not leastly, the Sanctified Supply Co. These are awesome people. And if you're a human and you wear clothes, you should probably go to sanctifiedsupplyco.com and get some clothes from them. The Stay Humble and Kind t-shirt right here is the unofficial uniform of the Bear Nation. And you can get it at sanctifiedsupplyco.com. And as always lately, I've been putting a link to Liberty's Baby Registry. So if you just feel like you want to do something nice today, maybe you think, you know, Liberty needs to, you know, the baby cannon that's coming needs some nice sheets or whatever the hell this thing is. I thought it was a dog bowl. It's a noise machine, apparently. I don't know. I'm not good at baby stuff. But if you're good at baby stuff and you want to bless somebody today, Liberty and Yankees Baby Registry is in the link down below. Go check it out. Tell them you love them. And just, you know, it's an opportunity to do something nice for somebody. So, yeah. Cool. And with that, the silver linings, which come from Intel at BearIndependent.com. One viewer says, I finally got my dad's eyes open to what is going on in the world. We finally got a plot of our backyard ready for seeds, and we are taking medic classes together soon to learn first aid. Awesome. And another Bear National has been trading produce and creating partnerships with others. He's been expanding the garden, canning food, and stacking it to the rafters. Quote, on a personal level, I've moved closer to Yah and have been speaking at my church on Sundays every 4 weeks. I've also been taking in my sister-in-law and her 5 kids since her husband is struggling with addiction. Since hearing about the prepper classroom, I've been getting my mag ready and diligent for anything that might come down the road. We've been stockpiling ammo, food, building material, clothing, and fertilizer. Awesome. Well, boys and gerbils, that is the report today. And where is it? Shabba-dabba-dabba-doo. I can't find it. I should know off the top of my head, but I don't. I went too far, man. You've gone too far, Bear. There it is. From the book of Numbers, the most ridiculous book in the Bible, with all the begats. And then Chebada begat Chebada, and Chebada begat Chebidi, and Chebidi lived 900 years, and begat Chebada, and Chebada, yeah. All that.
Contain the spit, right?
Yeah. COVID is actually good for reading Numbers. From Numbers chapter 6, verse 22. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is how you bless the children of Israel. Say to them, Yahuwah bless you and guard you. Yahuwah make his face shine upon you and show favor to you. Yahuwah lift up his face upon you and give you peace. Thus they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I myself shall bless them. Bless y'all, Bear Nation. Have a wonderful day. Go be the light and celebrate the risen Messiah all day, every day, 24/7, 365. Shalom.